Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and this week I'm joined again by my little sidekick, Augie, who's going to help us navigate through some of the numbers and some of the facts as we lift the lid on some of the grimy little stories that the mainstream media would prefer we left exactly where they are, hidden in the dark and grimy little corners. Now, what better place to start than with our old pal, the Sleepy Joe, the self-propelled grandfather, the star of the show, really. And he's a very proud man. He's very proud to proclaim that America is number one, land of the free, home of the brave. Well, is it number one? Is it number seven? Is it number 10? We're not too sure. Run the video, Augie, and let's have a check.
America's falling behind in infrastructure. We used to be number one in the world. We're now number 8. Now we rank number 9. The United States is number 9. You know where we're rated in the world? The most powerful nation in the world? Number 13. 13 like in the world. The United States of America.
Joe's lottery.
We used to have the finest infrastructure in the world. We're rated number 1 in the world. We're now rated number 14.
Yeah, well, look, at least Joe might not know where we are with infrastructure, but at least he's absolutely certain about the numbers. He knows how much money's been spent on those bridges, those seafronts, those piers. He's a man that knows the numbers. You need that, a politician in charge who knows the numbers. Numbers are important, right, Augie?
Absolutely.
Run the video.
We know I took your instructions. We have infrastructure decade. This is going on.
People are laughing already.
It's $1.2 billion. On my watch, instead of Infrastructure Week, America's having Infrastructure Decade. Decade.
I don't think he's going to be around in a decade.
Over $1.3 trillion. It's Infrastructure Decade. A headline on my watch. Over $1.2 trillion.
Hold on. So that was, let's have that again. That was $1.3 trillion, because it's like what you ask your kid at a birthday party. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be rich. How much money do you want to have? I want to have a zillion monies. But one thing that is absolutely clear, the U.S. has actually spent $1.2 trillion on infrastructure, and they are very proud about that. Kamala and Joe shout that from the rooftops. Well, the rooftops that haven't collapsed. But in reality, they need to spend about $10 trillion, Augie, right? Over the next 40 years in order to stop the whole show falling apart. Now, you might ask, what are they spending the $1.2 trillion that they have actually spent on? Well, that's, you can imagine, it's hospitals, right? It's motorways, it's a new railway system because it's fallen apart in the States. No, they're building a network of charging stations for electric vehicles. Now, they want to build about 500,000 of them. But they've built how many, Augie?
Seven.
That's seven. Seven, as in before 8 and after 6. Literally, only 7. And they want to build 500,000. If you reduce the population, of course, and that's going to carry us nicely into the next little video I want to show you. And this is of Kamala Harris. Remember, there's probably only one thing worse than Sleepy Joe being in charge of the nuclear button, and it's Kamala. Now, let's have a listen to her points on a population control, because the only way that they're going to actually make sure that the little bit of infrastructure they're building is going to be enough for the American people is if half the population dies.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
What in heaven's name are you talking about?
And as Kamala spouts and yabbers about population control, you got to remember that the U.S. is a big country, big economy, but it's got a problem. The birth rate in the U.S. is at its lowest since 1979. And you may ask, why? Well, I don't think Apple is actually helping with its VR headset and its virtual porn addiction. Augie, will we run the video? So this is a film of a dude who's acquired himself one of these virtual reality headsets, and he's turned on a bit of porno in the middle of the park. Let me say, there's a saying in Ireland, how would you describe porn? You can't really describe it, but you'll know it when you see it. So you might remember Kamala said that it was about our children. And she's talking about our children. Maybe she's talking about Sleepy Joe and Hunter. But it all went down the shit pipe when he got high. Run the video, Augie.
Ukraine wasn't part of the plan until Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Till Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
He did get high. So, of course, another way to control population could be to make a ruling in the US courts, Augie, that only Boeing aircraft would be allowed to take the skies. And that could probably eliminate 50% of the population pretty handy. Because this show is literally falling apart in front of our eyes. Let's run the video. Bits are dropping off literally everywhere. Check this. It's literally decaying. It's like it's made of pasta. Look at it. That's just f***ing crazy. But what do you do if you look out the window of your plane and you see that? You know, you can't get into the pilots anymore, you know. So what do you do? Funnily enough, as Boeing hits the headlines for all the wrong reasons, another one of their whistleblowers has, strangely, a very healthy guy, a big athletic dude. He's into his health and well-being and fitness. He just happened to expire as well quite recently, didn't he, Augie?
Very suddenly, in a matter of days, he got infected.
Or conveniently? Did you say conveniently? Or?
And died from organ failure after all these years of healthy lifestyle. Yeah, just coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, as plain as the nose on your face. And as Boeing are looking to avoid some tricky questions, particularly from its deceased, most of its whistleblowers are now dead, from its whistleblowers and the public, there's somebody else that we know, Sideshow Bob's niece, Jean-Pierre, the exceptionally intelligent and very, very diligently appointed lady who's in charge of Joe Biden's messaging. You think Joe can't get any worse? Check her out now in this cringe fest. Last week it was dancing in the mental home. Now today it's some sort of cringy deflection on why they never actually answer any questions. Run it, Augie.
I'm the White House press secretary. Of course, I sidestep a few probing questions here and there with, I don't want to get ahead of the president. Tonight, I want to get ahead of the president, and I have his speech right here. And there are some great punchlines. Here's my favorite. No.
I mean, do these people have nothing better to do? Does the U.S. have no problems, Augie? You know, collapsing infrastructure, increasing rents. Everything's gone down the pipe, and this dude is acting like literally like a clown in the White House. And meanwhile, in Ukraine, the bastion of freedom, democracy, well-being, the kids are very enthusiastic about their education. You know, they're so anxious to answer questions that the teachers ask them. Who knows the answer? Yaroslav. Yeah, 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 boy. That's what's going down, right? Oh, it's got to be. Check this. Run the video.
Урок німецького язика в школі України. Станіслав.
Completely normal. And a little giggle in between. This is the Hitlerjugend. No Nazis in Ukraine. Zero. So, of course, when you're finished learning how to do your old Sieg Heil and a bit of indoctrination into the very warm and family-orientated religion of Banderism, you progress on to a different type of exercise. Back in Ireland, we would throw a ball. In Scotland, they would toss the caber. In Ukraine, it's chuck the grenade. And you begin young. Run it there, Augie. Yep. Boom, there you go.
And the second one misses and the grenade falls back into them.
Look, it rolls back towards him. Jesus. He must be a Russian spy. And of course, you got to ask yourself why the Western media and the politicians who are stirring up the barrel in Ukraine don't have more to say about this indoctrination of young kids. Well, people like our old friend Count Dooku, Nosferatu. What's his name again?
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, who isn't gay. Absolutely not gay. Not gay, Lindsey Graham. Has a real hard-on for killing young people, it seems. And that goes all the way to being so dismayed, as you can see, with the fact that the conscription age in Ukraine isn't lower. He wants them in at, what, 15, 11, 12? Lindsey likes them young. Of course, when you run out of military-age men, and they've swam across the rivers, they've escaped, they've disappeared to Europe, and why not? You have to move on to the kids and start indoctrinating them, a bit of grenade throwing, a bit of Sieg Heiling. And soon you arrive at the last option, the bottom of the basket, and that's Ukraine's women. And they've been conscripted into the military now in large numbers. Check this out. How are you running? So when young Adolf comes home from school after a bit of Sieg Heiling practice, Mama's just nowhere to be found. Guess where she is? On the conveyor belt. Of course, the Western media is absolutely doting over these beautiful Ukrainian women. Check it out. A little furry kitten. A beautiful Ukrainian woman. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's an SS Totenkopf, or Death's Head, which was the last thing many of the Jews, Poles and Russians saw before they were shot to death and thrown in a pit in Galicia. So while little Taras is taught how to throw a grenade and say hello to his father returning from the front in a wheelchair, the women are also getting ready to go into the meat grinder. Something else is going on in Ukraine, and that is the fact that everybody in the West seems to want to help. They want to help more and more people be killed. And Canada has decided that it is going to make demining one of the most dangerous things you can do in the military, go looking for unexploded ordnance. A lot of people get killed doing this. They want to make it more fair. Let's get the women involved too. We really care. We love you so much, Ukraine. So you got to ask yourself why this meat grinder is still spinning and why the elites in Ukraine, who, by the way, their kids don't get to go to the front, neither do they, and they never will do, too busy in Switzerland looking for some real estate, why they want to keep this mill running. Well, it might be something to do with the new machines you're seeing around Kiev, electric Rolls Royces, and the latest batch. Augie?
It's a brand new McLaren, just 570S.
Yeah, a 570S McLaren. That's probably one of the most expensive production cars you can buy on Earth, right? And you'll notice, of course, that it's painted in the beautiful colours and animation of Rick and Morty. How quaint, how kind. Only about 500,000 Ukrainians under the ground now. Wow, you got to ask yourself. Well, at least one thing did work. Remember our old friend, Alexei Reznikov, the honest broker-ish? He got turfed out of the government very, very soon after the British Minister of Defence also did. Interesting. But he predicted that leopards would make their way to Moscow. And in some ways they have done, but not exactly the way he planned. Run the video, Augie.
Які перші враження?
Перепрошуємо, де дорога на Москву?
And watch this space. We might be getting up close and personal with one of those leopards in next week's show. And meanwhile, over in Israel, those kind and cuddly people who are number one, really, in the child-killing league tables, if there is such a thing, they've killed about 15,000 kids. There's probably another 7,000 people trapped under the rubble in what used to be Gaza City that they've completely annihilated and destroyed. But if you would like to complain about this, or if you'd like to maybe protest, it's a very bad idea in the United States. Let's have a listen to what an American politician will say to you or your kids if you've just got a little bit of a problem with murdering thousands of kids. Run it, Augie.
It's pretty clear it was the covenant that God made with Abraham.
Jesus. Literally, this is where it's got to.
If you bless Israel, I will bless you. If you curse Israel, I will curse you.
So the Israelis are basically killing tens of thousands of civilians because of some old book says the Palestinians is their land. And now we got American politicians sending them the money to do the killing, saying it's all happening because of another old book.
I have heard that. Now that you've explained it, yes, I have heard that
before. It's now familiar. Do you consider that a serious issue? I mean, do you want Columbia University to be cursed by God?
What?
Of the Bible?
Definitely not.
Okay. That's insane. Well, that's good.
And meanwhile, in Columbia University, the home of the Pulitzer Prize, that inquiring, a dynamic center of journalistic prowess, they are assisting the police in arresting thousands of students whose only crime is protesting the killing of tens of thousands of kids. You got to ask yourself, who's pulling the strings? I've no idea, Augie, but we can tell you that somebody decided to turn off at the seat of US government dressed in another country's military uniform, and he got slapped on the back for it. Run the video, Augie.
What's with your threats today? Can you tell us anything about those? Sure, Lee's got her flag. I've got my uniform.
So this is a man in the center of U.S. power and legislation, wearing the uniform of the Israeli Defense Forces. There's got to be a rule against that shit, Augie. So remember this, the U.S. have just passed quite draconian legislation to completely criminalize anything that could be construed as anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, they're sending tens of billions of dollars to a bunch of Nazis over in Kiev. Slava dictatorship. Well, we're going to leave the old USA, the Ukrainian States of America, and we're going to head back Europe ways. We're not going to fly in a Boeing because we want to actually make it there alive. And we decided to land in Italy. You know, the place where you get the delicious wine, lovely pasta, home of the Sopranos, the Mafia, president who promised to do lots of things that she said she did and then didn't do them. What's new? And we ran into a bunch of absolutely devout fascists and Nazis. Run the video.
Come se il tempo non fosse passato, come se la storia.
What's a bit of Sieg Heiling among friends?
Romani, il grido presente.
Check this out. And of course, the police moved in immediately to end this display of fascism. No, they protected it.
Nell'aria le voci di protesta dell'AMPI, note che si mischiano il suono della tromba che intona il silenzio a contrastarlo. Nell'aria si alza un canto.
He was a nice guy. He was a nice guy. Just misunderstood, much like cousin Adolf. So while Il Duce is being feted in Italy at Lake Como, and there's a bit of Sieg Heiling going on, you'd imagine that the Germans would be a little concerned, peeking over the border, maybe whispering in their ear, you know, wind that stuff in. We've got enough trouble with the Ukros doing it. No, Olaf Scholz, the dramatically fantastic leader of deindustrialized Germany, was playing little identify the potato games, as you do when your country's going into the shitter, your economy's panning, and you're teetering on starting the Third World War. Run the video, Augie.
Okay, Kartoffel Winking, Skala 1 bis 10.
Kartoffel, Skala 1 bis 10.
Das ist fucking insane. 1? Okay.
How do these people end up in charge? How do they end up in charge? How does it happen? Does anybody know?
9? Okay.
He's actually enjoying it. He's enjoying it. This is the most productive thing he's done all day. I can just see it in his little face. And much like elsewhere in Europe, these dudes who are so unpopular with the people, they're very eager to ban the opposition, like Mr. Zelensky in Kiev. Alternative for Deutschland are really growing in their popularity in Germany. But don't forget the Marshall Plan. It was all about keeping the Russians out, keeping the Germans down and the Americans in. And anything to get off the Uncle Sam's lead isn't appreciated. And you can ask yourself, why are these parties, which are anti-immigration and more anti-war than the establishment, why do they want action taken on immigration? Well, in the good old city of Dortmund, a great football team, lovely flower pots, which have now been converted into open-air boxes by the immigrants. Run the video, Augie. And by the way, get the sick bags ready or look away because this is pretty f***ing grim.
Новая достопримечательность города Дортмунд.
So, where do the boys decide to relieve themselves?
Идем дальше. Ой-ой-ой. Котлетки такие вот.
Jesus Christ, this is fucking...
Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой.
I mean, that's grim, isn't it? And talking about shit, let's go straight to Paris, a place we visited many times. The Seine is full of E. coli. The bedrooms are full of bedbugs. Four-legged furry friends crawling up your leg on the metro. It ain't getting any better. On May Day, the delighted locals, who are so happy that the Olympics is going to come to town, decided to put on a display of warmth and friendship to the international community. Check it out. Yep, that's the Olympic rings. Getting a little bit of a toasting. Yeah, they don't look too happy, right? In addition to this very warm welcome, things are really looking up in Gay Paris. For Mini Macron, it's going to be a real summer of love. But a lot of people are going to end up probably staying a bit longer than they thought they would. Maybe some will stay permanently because dengue fever, which is spread by mosquitoes, basically, is rapidly spreading. There's been over 1,600 cases of this tropical disease, which is pretty unpleasant, this year, as opposed to 100 last year. On top of that, during the Olympics, the local garbage collectors have decided to make their contribution to the cleanliness of the city by going on fucking strike. And of course, what would France be and Paris and the Olympics and the whole wokery, folkery, jiggery pokery be in the West without getting a guy in a dress involved at the center of a big event? And this chap or guy or lady is going to be front and center, getting his hands on a big torch. Wouldn't be the first one. And of course, while the Israeli team bus arrives and everybody else from Sheffield gets a number one spot, minus bedbugs, in Paris for the Olympics, the poor old Russians haven't been invited. They'll be staying at home in nice, clean Moscow, minus dengue fever, the rat race, bedbugs, and rivers of shit. There's always an upside, comrades. So that brings us to the end of this week's whistle-stop tour of Sheffield. It seems that the elites are really ramping up the pressure, trying to get rid of half of the population of the planet and prevent the birth of the other. So that will leave nobody to pay taxes, which will fund their big cars, their huge shares, stock options in war. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think they want plenty of people to farm for dollars. And we'll be here next week to tell you just how they're doing it. I'll see you then.